हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 राम. द सॉन्ग यू जस्ट सैंग सम टाइम बैक नवमस्तोत्रा, इट्स रिटन बाय श्रीपाद माधवाचार्य. ही इज अ वेरी ग्रेट आचार्य. एंड अवर संप्रदाय, व्हाट इज आवर संप्रदाय, हु रिमेंबर्स संप्रदाय? और ब्रह्मा माधव गौड़ी संप्रदाय. It is Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. What Sampradaya? Brahma Madhava Gaudiya Sampradaya. So this Madhava, the name for this Sampradaya comes because of Shripad Madhavacharya. So Shripad Madhavacharya, let us see his pastimes. There was a Brahmana, a great devotee called Madhyageha Bhatta. What is his name?
Madhyageha Bhatta.
So this Madhyageha Bhatta, his wife's name was Vedavati. What?
Vedavati.
So Vedavati and Madhyageha Bhatta, they had one daughter, and then they had two sons, but those two sons died when they were infants. They were very small at that time. They expired, yeah, or died, whatever. So Madhyageha Bhatta was very anxious to have a great devotee as his son. He wanted to have a very great devotee as his son. So what did Madhyageha Bhatta and his wife Vedavati do? For 12 years, every day, they were living in a place called Pajaka Kshetra. What is it called?
Pajaka
Kshetra. So from Pajaka Kshetra, there is to Udupi. Udupi is a place. There are two, at that time, there were two ancient temples called Ananteshwara and Chandramolishwara. So every day for 12 years, Madhyageha Bhatta and his wife, what was his wife's name?
Vedavati.
They both went walking from Pajaka Kshetra to which place? Ananteshwara temple in Udupi. It is about 30 miles approximately. Every day they would go walking, come back walking, and they won't eat anything. They just lived on milk. They would drink only milk. And Madhyageha Bhatta and his wife, they would go every day walking to Ananteshwara temple, and they would offer intense prayers with full of devotion and love for the Lord. So for 12 years they did this. Just imagine, every day, 30 miles walking, and not eating, drinking anything except milk. They were just taking milk. Can you imagine? 12 years. Then after 12 years, one day there was a big festival. And that big festival, the priest of that place, or the pujari, what did he do? He climbed the flagstaff. Hare Krishna. He climbed the flagstaff, and from above the flagstaff, he announced. He announced something. What did he say? That the Lord... He came, Ananteshwara revealed to me a secret. He was a pujari of the Lord. So the Lord revealed a secret to him. And what was that secret? That very soon, the incarnation of Vayu, of Mukhya Prana, Vayu, the Lord of Wind, or Mukhya Prana, he is also called Mukhya Prana. He is going to incarnate. Why? For the welfare of everyone. That is what he announced. And when Madhyageha Bhatta heard this, he knew that it must be his son only. And very soon Vedavati got pregnant, and after a few days she gave birth to a beautiful child. And the child was so beautiful, so charming, and the child had all auspicious characteristics. So that is why, because of its pleasing smile, they named the child Vasudeva. What was the name?
Vasudeva.
So as a child, he was very beautiful. And the first thing they did is, after the child was born, they thought that we should go to Ananteshwara again. Because we should go and thank the God. Because the Lord has given us this beautiful child. That is why they went to the temple. They offered Vasudeva at the lotus feet of the Lord, Ananteshwara. And then after that, after offering all prayers and all, it became evening. In fact, there was a big festival celebrated because Vasudeva was born. So they went and they offered beautiful prayers, everything, the whole festival was done. It became night. And they had to walk through thick forests, thick jungles, very what to say, it was very dark. They had to go through jungles. And what happened? Madhyageha Bhatta, his wife and many other people, they were coming through the jungle and they had this child Vasudeva. What happened in the thick jungle, to their surprise, there was a ghost. They were haunted by a ghost. And to their amazement, the ghost said that, normally, I always, I don't leave any child just like that. I eat all the children. Newborn children are not left just away by me. But because this child is an incarnation of Vayu and he has taken birth for the welfare of everyone, that is why I bow down to the child. Just imagine a ghost, Brahma Rakshasa, he bowed down to the child. So this is one of the pastimes. Then after that, he was not even 1 year old. He was hardly a few months. One day the parents, since he had a sister, they used to leave that child with the elder sister and they went out. The mother had to go out for doing some work, so she went out. So at that time, this this Vasudeva started crying loudly. Now the sister was also not very big, she was also quite small. She didn't know what to do. She tried to play some toys, everything, but nothing. The child was crying loudly. She couldn't control. She didn't know what to do. She thought, oh, she must be, but he's hungry or maybe. What she did, she put the child near a big mountain, or you can say a pile of horse gram. Horse gram is something which is eaten only by bullocks. Even grown men cannot digest that horse gram. It is a particular type of food of the bullocks. So, she just put that child, he was not even 1 year old, he was just few months old. She put the child near that mountain of horse gram. And what did Vasudev do? He ate the whole pile. He finished the whole horse gram, hardly 2-3 months old. And her mother came, she said, what happened? He ate the whole. Arey, what is this? This is for the bullocks. Even men cannot digest it. But Vasudev, he could digest everything. And Vasudev was incarnation of three. Actually, Vayu, Bhima and Hanuman. This Madhavacharya, as a child, his name was Vasudev. He was incarnation of Bhima, Hanuman and Vayu. So, that is why he could digest everything. Horse gram, which is not even so many bullocks can finish, so many bullocks only can finish that pile of horse gram. But that this one could finish, the child finished in moments. So this was one pastime. Then after that day, again he was not even 1 year old. Suddenly the child was not to be seen anywhere. So Madhyageya Bhatta and Vedavati, they started searching everywhere. Where is the child? Where is the child? Where is the child? So at that time, the whole day they searched, and in the evening they found. Where did they find Vasudev? He was roaming with a bull. He was catching the tail of a huge bull, and the bull had massive horns. Everyone was scared of that bull, but this Vasudev was not even 1 year old. That bull had massive horns and a huge hump, and he was hanging to the tail of the bull, and wherever the bull was going, he was going with the bull, and he was quite happy about it. So Madhyageya Bhatta came and said, Vasudev, where are you? Then he saw that he was happy. Then they said, then they prayed to Vishnu, and then this was one first time. Then after that, one day what happened, this Vasudev, now he was almost 3 years old. So, almost 3 years old. That time he was hungry. He went and eat. Many times, like how you people do in between, you play, you come running, you say, Mommy, I'm hungry, give me something. No? The same way Vasudev, what happened? He went outside, he used to play in between, he come and say, I'm hungry. And that day his mother had made prasad. Nice prasad she had made. So she said, Vasudev, you call your father to take prasad. But he went to call his father, but his father, what did he do? He said he had taken an oxen from a wealthy merchant, and he was not able to pay the money. due because there were no crops that year. So he was not able to pay the money to that person. So that person, he was so, he wanted that money back. So he came and sat at the door of Madhyageha Bhatta. He said, I'm going to fast until you don't give me my money back. So then, for a respect, for us, normally we respect all the guests who come to our house, isn't it? So, and how can you make a, when starve a guest and how can you eat, isn't it? So that is why Madhyageha Bhatta said, I cannot eat food until that person's this debts are paid off. So then Vasudeva said, is that so? He called that merchant. He said, you come here with me. And Vasudeva was so charming. If anyone, if he calls anyone, they would just go away with him. So then he went beside a tamarind tree. And below the tamarind tree, there were tamarind seeds. So he took some of the tamarind seeds in his hand and he gave it to, very lovingly, he was such a beautiful child. He took those seeds and he gave it to that merchant. And the merchant also, because he was very lovingly giving, he took the seeds. And when he opened his hands, what did he see?
Gold
coins. The tamarind seeds were turned into gold. So he felt very happy and he got the amount of his oxen. So then he left. Then Madhyageha Bhatta said, I have not paid your dues. No, your son has paid. So then he went away. Then they had prasad. Then one day what happened? He was 5 years old. At that time, slowly gradually becoming 5 years old. That time Srila Prabhupada says, once there was this huge, he was playing around. So this huge snake came. And that snake was called Maniman. And that snake had 5 heads. And he was hardly 5 years old. And that snake, it is said that because Madhava was an incarnation of Bhima also, when in Mahabharata war, Bhima killed one snake. So that snake, to take revenge, that snake came as Maniman in Madhvacharya's pastimes. And that snake came and that snake just pounced upon the child. So what did Madhava do? He immediately, he fought with the snake. And just with the help of his toe, he crashed the snake. So this is how he killed the snake. So this is how Madhvacharya, and he was very scholarly. Whatever was taught, he would just learn like this. His father started teaching him certain things. And always he saw that his son already knew those things. And that is why there is a ceremony called Upanayana. There is a ceremony called Upanayana. Upanayana means the boys, when they are young, they are done this thread ceremony. Okay, thread ceremony is done. So normally it is done at 8 years. But for Vasudev, it was done at 5 years. So these are some of the pastimes of Sripad Madhvacharya. We'll see.